You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, welcome back, love, or as other people might know you, Rachel, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks. It's lovely to be here.
Well, I think it's always a good sign that after week one, we're sort of both invited back in some ways. So that is great. And I received some, look, just some lovely, we call it mailbag. So listeners send in information by text or email. And there was a couple that I wanted to share with you because, well, really it's about you. So Kathy has said, look, it's great having Simon as a host. His wife, phoning in, was so endearing. Regards and best wishes to you all. And then there was a lovely one also from Jane. Jane's from Auckland. She says, loved Simon's first show today. And this is the important part. It brought tears to my eyes when his wife Rachel came on at the end. So gorgeous to hear the love and mutual respect in that brief exchange. What a great model these two are, and a lovely way to get to know more about Simon. The National Party's loss is definitely the RCR listeners' gain. Thanks heaps. Thanks heaps. That's what I thought was quite sweet.
Oh, that's very kind. Very kind indeed.
Well, do I let them know? Of course, I cried at our wedding. I don't normally get emotional, but that, yeah.
And I didn't. I'm usually the emotional one.
Yeah, quite funny looking back. There was one other person who came through my other social media channels, was asking, because you remember I put out the challenge for Ask Us Anything. So they asked us something that, you know, we could share about ourselves, but being the host, I thought I'd just turn it on you. What's something that listeners won't know about you?
Well, we are very lucky. We live in suburbia, but we have a decent sized yard, and we actually have chickens, three beautiful, healthy chickens.
It's always good to stress that they're healthy. But not just, actually, now that you've gone down that line, not just chickens.
We also have a beehive, and we have a worm farm. We try to dispose of all our food goods in a responsible waste, in a responsible way. So we have a food worm farm and a compost bin too.
We do. And bees, which have only stung us once. Well, me once.
And me once.
Yeah.
Once each. And fruit trees.
Oh, yeah. And that herbs as well. Used to have a dog, but sadly, little Fleur died. Yeah. Well, what? Okay, then, well, why do we have chickens? Well, I know why we have chickens, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, I didn't grow up with chickens or anything like that, and I don't believe you did either. But in my science class, so I was mainly a actually, now I'm a general teacher, but I was a science and maths teacher. We did a program that allowed us to have chickens that hatched in class. So a lot of learning around the hatching of chickens. The kids actually got to see them hatch in class, fortunately, during class time. We weighed them, we measured them, we plotted graphs, we designed like hutches for them. We just, yeah, learned about life cycle, lots of learning. But of course, when you raise them for the few weeks, then you get attached to them. So I brought three home, and some other teachers took some home too. So that's why we have chickens.
That's why we have chickens. And they start out, look, I have to say, they start out very cute. And then, well, they still are cute now, but if you don't know things about chickens, they poop everywhere. So obviously we let them run about, and you basically can track where they've been all day by the amount of poop on our deck and across the property. But they've been great.
Yeah, but although we have a very big or good sized yard and bank for them to rustle around, and they do tend to prefer the deck, which is exactly where we don't want them.
That's exactly right. And they're not laying at the moment. We better go and have some words with them.
Yeah.
Anyway, absolutely. Love, we better keep rolling, but lovely to have you on the show again. And look, the challenge is still there, guys. If you have questions for us, or more importantly for Rachel, drop us a line through texting 2057, or you can email it inbox@realitycheck.radio. All right, love, you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Bye.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.